Why does a person with alpha-gal allergy then experience a reaction several hours after eating red meat instead of like a peanut allergy, which can happen immediately?
So I think there's two main answers to that. The first of which is that alpha-gal is a sugar. And you mentioned peanuts. So much of what we know about allergy in general centers on proteins. So part of this is we believe that the response to the sugar is in some ways a weaker response than we might see for proteins. And secondly, the most severe reactions that we have seen or heard about happen with fattier forms of meat. And the digestion of fat is very different from the way that sugars or proteins are absorbed. That the digestion of fat is a process that takes 3 to 4 hours to deliver fat to the bloodstream.
And you think that may participate in some of the delayed reaction?
We think exactly that, particularly the absorption of fat and the time that it takes for that to occur begins to explain the delay. So we've done some challenges where we bring our patient volunteers in and feed them sausage. And when we do that, we can find that the appearance of alpha-gal in the bloodstream is actually delayed 3 or 4 hours. So there's something about the processing of meat, and we think fat makes a good candidate, that begins to explain the delay.
So it's a need for the digestion of the meat that then participates in triggering this process.
Yeah, we think that's true. And it's supported by the idea that when these cancer patients were getting their therapeutic monoclonal,
they were getting it by vein.
That's right.
So and they would get it right.
Happened right away.
Right away. Okay. This whole concept of a delayed reaction implies, as you have nicely described, a delay or some sort of alteration in digestion. And in your mind's eye, this is associated with fat absorption. How does that actually work? Walk me through. Food goes into your mouth, down the esophagus, into the stomach, lots of acid in the stomach. Food starts to digest, goes into the small intestine, gets modified, large intestine, and then out. Where's the problem? Where's the digestion that is slowed up? It must be in a cellular mechanism.
I think you're correct that the cellular mechanism is important here. So when it comes to fat absorption, fat essentially has to be broken down and digested. We think of it almost as a trimer. So three fat molecules, so to speak, are hooked together generally. Those three molecules have to be separated. This is where the word triglyceride comes from, right? So you have to then break these three fat molecules apart so that they become singular. And then they are essentially reshaped into a sphere. And this sphere then gets pulled across the intestine, for lack of a better way to think about it, and enters into the lymphatics. So these are our immune response, right? Our lymphatics that move our immune cells around to our lymph nodes. Well, fat, as it gets absorbed through the digestive process, actually ends up in the lymphatics that encirculate our intestines. So fat then moves through the lymphatics and ultimately empties into the thoracic duct, which is a lymphatic opening in our neck. So this whole process takes 3-ish hours, and it really fits with the reactions when they're delayed.
So that's one explanation. You can imagine there could be other reasons for a delay as well. That's a conjecture.
Absolutely.
But a fun conjecture.